All right, boys, good morning. Good Chodesh. So maybe what we're going to do is, like we started yesterday, we'll do a little piece by Rabbi Levi Yitzchak of Berdichev. Right, a little bit of Chassidus, and then Amir HaSesham will go into our topic today. So if you turn to page 13 in your packet. So this is actually a beautiful idea. The Pasuk says, Lo sakim lecha matseva. Anyone know what is a matseva? Matseva? Ever hear that word?
Like a
what?
A matzah.
What's a matzah? Like, what's the matzah? Right. Good. So matzah, good. Like a situation, good. So we'll see. The truth is, we'll see where that word comes from. But that's not what it means in this context. Matseva. Any thoughts? So we often use it as a tombstone, as a gravestone. That's often. Are we in the middle over here of people driving? Right. That's often. Good, I think they're okay. Good. That's often ultimately. Of course. Pleasure. Yes, boys. Thank you. Pleasure. Thank you. Of course. So often how it's used is matseva, is a tombstone. But the truth is, over here in the Torah, the context really is something a little bit different. Over here, the context is matseva, means a type of altar. This is actually very interesting. So in the times of the Torah, there are really two different types of altars, right? Of like for animal sacrifice. There was what's called a mizbeach and what's called a matseva. Was there seen a mizbeach and a matseva? Anyone know? This is a tough one. So mizbeach, because you're thinking about like mizbeach from the Mishkan. Good. So obviously like the mizbeach of the Mishkan or the Beis HaMikdash has kedusha versus a matseva does. Good. What else is the difference? So interestingly enough, a matseva was often just one stone. A mizbeach was made of multiple stones. So over here, we'll actually discuss this on a few levels. The Torah says, Lo sakim lecha matseva. Do not make a matseva for yourself. And the pasuk then goes on to say, the reason Hashem doesn't want us to make a matseva is because that was the type of altar that was used by many of the idolatrous nations who lived in Eretz Canaan, who lived in Eretz Yisrael. So Hashem says, I don't want you to go ahead. Good morning. I don't want you to have something. I don't want you to go ahead and serve me like the other nations serve their gods. So they all use a matseva. I don't want you to use a matseva. You instead use a mizbeach. So just an interesting idea. Let's talk about this. I'll tell you two things about this, which is really very interesting. So actually, let me show you over here in Rabbi Levi Yitzchak. So take a look on page 13. So Rabbi Levi Yitzchak says like this. I'm on page 13, the right-hand side column. That bottom paragraph, Lo sakim lecha matseva, near the faresh, api sha'amur razal, haskin atzmecha beprozdar kedei shetikanes letraklin, ki ha'olam hazeh, hu achana li'olam haba. So we'll say this is a heavy piece of Torah over here. The Mishnah Avos says that this world is like a hallway to the world to come. What does that mean? This world is a hallway to the world to come. It's a corridor. What does that mean?
Passes on.
And therefore what? Right, so really the basic idea is that this world is not the final stop. Right, that Emirat Hashem, there's Olam Haba. There's a world to come. Now, let's talk about this in just a moment. You guys learn a lot about Olam Haba? Not really, right? Generally, we don't learn a lot about Olam Haba, which is actually very interesting because the belief in Olam Haba is one of like the pillars of our belief. Like, we believe that after this life, you go to a different world. Yet, again, Pinchas, how much have you learned about Olam Haba throughout your years of Jewish education?
Not a lot.
Good. And I would venture to say it's probably the same for most of us. So why is that? Why do you think that is, that if Olam Haba is such a fundamental part of what we believe that we don't learn about it?
Because we focus on this world.
Excellent. Right? Excellent. Because really, and if you notice, by the way, that's why, how much of the Torah discusses Olam Haba?
Very little.
Right? Very little. And if you want to be more specific, how much of the Torah focuses on Olam Haba?
Zero.
Meaning you could go through the entire Chumash, and the truth is not really see a reference to Olam Haba. And the reason for that is because although we believe in an afterlife, right? We believe that when a person dies, that the neshama goes on for all eternity, and it's with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and it's beautiful, and it's magnificent, and it's halig, and it's incredible. That's not our focus. Our focus is what happens in this world.
right? Our focus is what happens here. I'll tell you something interesting. Let's ask you a strange question. If you ever drive by a church, what do you almost always see attached to a church? What? A cross. Good. What else? Statues of, right, of whoever. Bells. Good. What else? You almost always see cemeteries. Cemeteries, right? Let me ask you this. How many shuls have you seen with cemeteries attached to it? None. In fact, the only place where you're going to see shuls with cemeteries attached to them is in Europe. And there, some of the older shuls. And that's only because that historically, Jews were not allowed to own land. So what happens is when a piece of land was given to the Jewish community, it was kind of used for everything, right? It was used for shul, it was used for cemeteries. So why is it that you think that shuls were not historically attached to cemeteries? What do you think? Excellent. Because remember, the whole idea that Yiddishkeit wants us to focus on is maximize life. Maximize life. That, yes, I believe in the world to come. But you know, in some religions, that's why you see this, you know, Rahman al-Islam, like with the suicide bombers, right? That there are some religions that preach this idea that there's glory in death. So we believe that after you die, your neshama goes to a great place, but we're in no hurry to get there. Because at the end of the day, where you could really make an impact in life is not olam haba. Where you could really make an impact in life is this world. This is the world. This is the place where you could do mitzvahs, where you could do chesed, you could accomplish great things. So let's take a step back. So Rabbi Levi Yitzchak says, this world is but a corridor, right? A hallway to the world to come. A hallway to the world to come. So this idea being that, we'll say, again, it doesn't mean, chas v'shalom, that this world is unimportant. It just means that, just the opposite, this world is incredibly important. But this world is not the be-all, end-all. It's a corridor. So look what he writes. U'masha adam ochal v'shosa, when we eat and we drink, hukidei lios bari v'chazak la'avodas Hashem yisbach. We'll say, this is an incredible yisod. Why do you eat? To get energy to stay alive. But is the goal to stay alive? What's the goal? What? To serve Hashem. So, Bose, I want to tell you something beautiful. You see, some religions preach the idea that in order to find God, you have to like separate and divorce yourself from everything physical. Right? Physicality is unholy. Physicality is not good. The only way to find God, the only way to find spirituality is remove yourself from everything physical. You know what the beauty of Yiddishkeit is? Are you allowed... How does Judaism feel about having a big house? What would you say?
Go for it.
How does Judaism feel about having a nice car? Go for it. But there's always a but. What's the but?
Use it for your personal thing. Don't show it off.
Number one, don't show it off. Don't go ahead. Good morning, Danny. Don't go ahead and utilize your bracha and rub it in someone else's face. Good. What else?
Use it for good things.
You want to have a big, beautiful house? Gay gesundheit, as they say. Go right ahead. But, use it for achnasas archim. Use it to host the shir. Use it to have people at your Shabbos table. You want to drive a nice car? Fantastic. Drive to Minyan. Drive to learn. Go to your business, be successful, and give a lot of tzedakah. The beautiful part about Yiddishkeit is, Hashem says, you know, sometimes, you know, there's a famous story that one time, anyone ever hear of Rav Avram Yitzchak, a Kohen Cook? Anyone ever of Cook? Rav Cook was a great tzaddik. He was the first chief rabbi before there was a state of Israel. He was the chief rabbi of Palestine. So the story is told, he once went overseas to go ahead and fundraise, in Switzerland. World War I broke out. He got stuck in Switzerland. He got stuck there. So he told his host one day, you know what, can you take me to see the Alps? Anyone ever been to the Swiss Alps? Okay, beautiful mountain range. Swiss Alps. So the host was surprised. He said, why does the Rav want to go see the Swiss Alps? The Rav lives in Eretz Yisrael. All the beauty of the world in Eretz Yisrael. You know what Rav Cook said? Rav Cook said, tell me, do you think that Hashem created the Alps just for the non-Jews? That's it. The Jews have Lakewood, Borough Park, Baltimore, and Yerushalayim. That's what we have. And everything else is for the non-Jews. Chas v'shalom, Baruch created a beautiful world. And that world is here for us to enjoy. And this is very important. That's true for everything in the world. So Hashem created beautiful things for us to enjoy. That's why it's here. Hashem just says what? Enjoy it how? One word. Responsibly. Excellent. Enjoy it responsibly. And what does responsibly mean? Use it for some higher purpose. Do you know when materialism, when gashmius is bad? When is it bad? When is it bad?
Start buying stuff you don't need.
Number one, start buying stuff you don't need. Excellent. Although, right, that's a slippery slope because need, right, need is a tricky thing. What do you really need versus what do you want? Good. When else does materialism become tricky? When else? When you do it for bad purpose, you're supposed to say, this is the beauty in Yiddishkeit. Hashem says, enjoy the world. Enjoy the world. Enjoy whatever you want. But enjoy it with meaning. And enjoy it with responsibility. And enjoy it for a higher purpose. This is the beautiful thing. You want to have nice stuff in life? Fine. As long as, A, you don't use it to go out and make anyone else jealous. As long as you don't use it in inappropriate ways. And as long as in some way, you have some higher calling with it. This is incredible. Says, look what the Rebbe says. Back to Rebbe Levi Yitzchak, page 13. He says, "V'lo la'anas asot azufat v'nei masha adam ochel." Turn to page 14. Oh, mishana ba'olam hazeh nikra l'cha k'may mar chazal chatz yolachem. I'm just going to read the rest and we'll translate. V'zeh aremez lo sakim l'cha matzeva. Watch this. So we'll say, here's the pasuk. So just remember this phrase: lo sakim l'cha matzeva. What does that mean? Lo sakim l'cha matzeva. Do not make a matzeva. What's a matzeva again?
One stone altar.
Right, one stone altar. So don't make it. So look what the Rebbe says. Says you have to read the pasuk a little bit differently. Lo sakim l'cha matzeva. Don't make l'cha. Don't make yourself the matzeva. What does that mean? Don't make life all about you. Don't make life all about you. It's so easy in life to become selfish. It's so easy in life to become self-centered. Me, 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 me. And this happens all the time. And the truth is, to a very large degree, this is the world that we live in. Right? This is the world that we live in. That we live in a world where so much is just focused on what I want, what I need, and we forget about the other. So Rabbi Levi Yitzchak says, you should enjoy the world, but don't become self-centered. You can enjoy the world, but don't become selfish. You can enjoy the world, but don't make it about you. Don't make the lacha. Don't make you the matzeva. You know, sometimes people make themselves into an altar. They make themselves into a mikdash. It's all about me. Don't make life all about you. But so I would say, how do you not make life all about you? How do you do that?
Tzedakah.
So tzedakah, excellent. How? What does that do?
Gives other people some
yourself. Excellent. Excellent. Very simple. People say the best way to not become self-centered, not make life about all about you, is be there for other people. Is be there for other people. And the moment you're there for other people, and the moment you use your possessions for other people, is the moment that you're thinking beyond yourself. And if all the beautiful possessions you have in this world, you're using them for a higher purpose as well. So that's what Rabbi Yitzchak Rebbe say. Little good lesson to start off Rosh Chodesh. Lo sakim l'cha matzeva. Do not make the l'cha. Do not make yourself the matzeva. You want to enjoy the world? Go and enjoy the world. You want to enjoy stuff? Go and enjoy the stuff. But don't allow it to make you selfish. Don't allow it to make you self-centered. Don't make the lecha, don't make the you a matzeva, but rather make sure to go ahead and always be there for the other. Transcend yourself, become a giving person. Good. That's Rabbi Levi Yitzchak. Now we'll see, we're going to go on to the meat of our shiur this morning. So today, being Rosh Chodesh Elul, sorry.